Okay, so we continued from yesterday. The question is, we're talking about the different forms of Erev. And for which ones, if I place an Erev for somebody else, do I have to make a kinyan to be Zocha for the other parties for whom I'm placing the Erev? Or is that not necessary? So, for starters, you have a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Okay? Shmuel goes like the Pshat in the Mishnah. Both two Mishnayos. Namely, when it comes to Erev Chatzeros or Shidduchim Mevaos, you need to be Mizaka. You do need it. And when it comes to Erev Tchumim, you don't. Right? Right. Okay. Fine. But Rav argues. Rav says the opposite. Right? That by an Erev Tchumen, you need to be Mizaka, but Erev Chatzer is not. Okay, and Rashi explains Rav's argument. Okay, Rav's argument was, Rashi says, because since by Erev Chatzeros, it's usher for the person to carry without an Erev, so therefore the person is Gamar Makne, he has a Gemir's Das, which means he's like a conclusive mindset, conclusive agreement that he wants the Erev, and therefore he's Makne. He's like transfers his Rishas. And therefore you don't need a Zechiah. Right? But by Erev Tchumen, where it's not really necessarily beneficial for the guy, because it depends, you're just changing where he could carry. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. Now, of course, he has to agree, but still, since it's not necessarily clearly beneficial for him, so therefore you need a Kenyan. Right? Therefore you need a Kenyan. So the problem with that is that, what does that mean by Erev Chatzeros? Since it's good for him, it's matering for him, therefore he's Gomer Makni. He basically gives in his Kona. But there's no Kenyan. That's the whole point, is that where's the Maisa Kenyan? Where's the transfer? So what do you mean he's Gamar Machni? Gamar Machni needs a Maisa Kenyan. I understand Gamar Machni means that I have Gamar Tzad, therefore I'm willing to make a Kenyan. But you gotta do a Kenyan. So who cares? You're saying since it's necessarily, it's also from therefore he has a Gamar Machni. How does that work? What's the mechanism? Right? And also, it's not clear because fine, he's Gamar Machni because it's a bit good for him. But by Erev Tchumen, the whole thing doesn't work if you don't know that the guy wants it. If he doesn't tell you that he wants it, it doesn't work. So if he tells you he wants it, so then you know it works. So Gamar Machni should be the same thing. However the mechanism works, Erev Chatzeros should work here. Once he tells you that he wants it, why is it that if he tells you that he wants it, still you need to do a Kenyan? Right? So that's difficult. So look at Tosos, it's an interesting Tosos, the top Tosos, Rav Amar Ein Tzorech L'Zakos. He explains the positions and he explains to Shmuel also a little bit. Tosos says, De Kivon De Asar Aleha Gamar Umaknis. This is Rav. So this is the right of Umaknis. V'tchum in Tzorech L'Zakos Lo Asar Aleha Lo Gamar Umaknis. So he's saying that. Since it's Asar, so therefore it's Gamar, therefore it's not Gamar, therefore he's Gamar Machni. But by Erev Chatzeros, since it doesn't necessarily Asar it, therefore it's not Gamar Machni. Okay, fine. He says, Kedepirish Kunj is like Rashi. Ulishmuel, so what else Shmuel says the opposite? He says, Bimavoy, it's Erev Chatzeros. Lazakos. By a Mavoy, he holds, you need it as a Mizaka. Till a Mikni Rishos, who de Kasavar, the Mikni Rishos who? Right, because the whole idea of Mavoy, of Shidduchim Mevaos, the way it works is that you're Machne the Rishos. Dekasavar Erev Mishum Kenyan. Imperig Mishal Tzihu. Because you hold that the way Erev works is through Kenyan. Okay, so here's the thing. Afil Madam Erev Mishum Dira Tzorach Lazakos Kadesh Yekona Dira Ba'is Chavero. Okay, so maybe we should look at what that is, what that's talking about. Because the question is, what's the mechanism by which Erev Chatzeros works? How do we become joined together? And through any place in Erev Chatzeros. So is it pshat that it works through, does it work through Kenyan, or does it work through Dira? What does that mean? So Rashi says, "His erev is this is if you want to look at some mem tesamen aleph an erev, but he says erev shuhu mitzarfam taima it's kind of the bottom like eight lines in the bottom in Rashi taima mishum kinyan it's working through a kinyan shemakna luhu balabayas rishu so because the balabayas and as you meant you put the erev in someone's house right of the people so he's makna to them his rishus his property even nimtu kulam bailam bebayzeh. It turns out they all have a bailas in the ownership right stake in this house that the Erev is in. The whole chatzar is like subordinate to this rishos, so it all becomes, it makes it into one rishos, and therefore they could carry. Okay? Therefore they could carry. So he's saying it works through Kenyan. The essential way it's working is that you're purchasing, like you have a Kenyan in the guy's house. Okay, and then the Gemara asks, "Oh, so if that's the case, why do you need food? Why isn't enough just to use money?" So basically, the Gemara says is that people ordinarily don't have money around. They're at an Erev Shabbos; they have food around, so therefore they set that up. So it says, "Aye, so let's say a guy does have food." It says, "Yeah, but so let's say a guy does have money around." So it says, "No, but if you let people use money, then they think that's what you're supposed to use, and then they wouldn't end up using food." So, but intrinsically, really, food, money, anything would work. Because it has nothing to do with food or anything. It's just an idea of purchasing a part of the guy's house. Okay? So essentially an idea that all the people have a stake in that guy's house, and that unifies them all under that, like, one type of an ownership.
You're purchasing part of his house?
Yeah.
Not something in his house?
Well, you place the storage, you put the food, and... it's not really a thing in his house, according to this. It's his house. And you're using the bread, so to speak, the kona that part of his house. But you really could use money. It's not a thing, necessarily a thing, it's something in his house. Right? It's like his house, and it's chatzer, so you all, so to speak, it brings out that it's all one big, because it's the distinction which creates the what big people think that's Rosh Hashanah. So by making them all somehow unified, that gets rid of the problem. Okay? And the other position is that it's working through, Erev is working through, not through what's it called? Not through Kinyan, but Mishum Dira. Okay, the next Rashi it says, "It says Shadaito Shel Adam Al Pito." A person's mind, his das of Dira, is on his bread, where his bread is. V'Havi Luki Lu Dairi Behu Beisos. So since you put the bread, which is everyone's bread, in this guy's house, so it says if they're all living in this guy's house, V'Ein B'Chotzer Zu El Dirachos. Therefore, there's one joint Dira in this B'Chotzer. So the whole rishos of the courtyard is all basically on the single under this rishos, this dira. So it's not working that I'm buying a part of his house, but it's working that I have my food in his house. So therefore, I'm dwelling in his house. So we're all dwelling in this one house. We're all dwelling here. So is it like we all have an ownership stake there, or is it pshat that we're all dwelling there? Okay. So that's we're not going to define that question, but that's the fact Tosas is referencing. So Tosas is saying is that since what is he saying? It says Shmuel. Is that Shmuel over there? One second. Shmuel is the one who says Mishum Kenyan. So since Shmuel is working through Kenyan, so therefore you need to be Mazaka, right? How you can? How's a Kenyan? That's us. Would that be Mazaka? And then Tosas says, and even according to the side who says that it's not Mishum Kenyan, but it's working through the Mishum Dira. Then it's because you're like dwelling in his house. I'm just trying to see who that is. Rabbah. Yeah, even according to Slide, he says that it's Mishum Dira. He says, because still you need a Kenyan, Kadeshi Ekona Dira, Vivayas Lavero. So, how is it that you have a owner? How are you dwelling in his house? So, it's also working through some sort of a Kenyan. Your Kona Dira writes in his courtyard. Right, in his thing, so it's, I guess, through the bread or whatever. And as he still has to give, whether you own a part of his house or you're gaining, you have a Kenyan Dira in his house. Either way, you have to somehow set up a stake on his house. It's his house, and you're setting up a stake in his house. So the way you're doing it is through having his chos. Otherwise, it's his house. What do you have nothing to do with his house? Why? Because you have a piece of bread in his house? So it's still working that he takes a piece of bread. It's still working and through Dira. So I guess it could be through the bread, maybe. But either way, he's saying it has to be some sort of a Kenyan. And that's why he's holding that it works, that you need Zechus, you need Zechia. He says, I bought, so whatever, Erev Chatzer, by Erev Tchumen. He says, with Tchum, so much more than Zechul Zachos, the Lokani Rishos Acherim Ho. Because by Erev Tchum, you're not being Kona somebody else's house. It's Tchum, you're just putting bread on the side of the road. And you're saying is this road, this is bread. We're all dwelling by this bread. Okay, this is where we're all centered dwelling. It's not anyone. It's the road. It's the house, whatever. I'm not trying to purchase someone else's house or take a monetary stake in this house. It's just this is where we're dwelling. So therefore, you don't need to have a kinyan there, right? But in Chatzah, in Erev, it's because we're saying is that it's his house and I'm dwelling in his house. So how do I dwell in his house? I own his house. I own his house. How does that work? The way it works is through kinyan. So you need a schus. Right, so they're saying that's the shita, the logic of Shmuel. Logic of Shmuel is holding that by Erchatzeros you need to have Kenyan, but by Erchatzeros you don't. And Tosa says one other interesting, funny thing. He says, Inami kim the in ma'arim in Erchatzeros me'el el davar mitzvah, or there's a halacha that you can't make an Erchatzeros unless it's a mitzvah. You can't just say, I want to take a walk there and therefore I'm going to place Erchatzeros. You have to do it for a mitzvah. So since you only do a Mishnah mitzvah, Gamar Machni. So therefore he's Gamar Machni and you don't need a Kenyan. He's Gamar Machni. Same problem. I mean, how is this Gamar Machni thing working? I mean, ever heard of a Kenyan without, you know, because you're going to run without a Kenyan. So a Kenyan without a Kenyan. So that's funny, right? And this is another answer also. He says, oh, Kim Deiru Tchum in Ma'arvin El Medaito, since Deiru Tchum only works through his Das, Ami Rasa, Kshuomer Tseva Aravli, Chashuva Kitzchia. And he says, do it for me, it's as if he is Zocha, it's like Zachia. That's sufficient. They're telling me, right? Because the Erev Chatzeros, you don't have to tell the guy. So therefore you say you need Tzchiya. But by Eretz Chumen, you need to tell him, or he has to say, but do it for me. So he says, that's considered like Tzchiya. A lot of different choices.
So
this
is both by Eretz Chumen?
What?
This is both by Eretz
Chumen? Well, by Eretz Chumen, which one? They're both mitzvah and...
Yes,
and the fact that he has to tell him. The reason why I have to tell him because is because maybe he doesn't want it, because there's benefit to having no Eretz Chumen, because you have 2,000 amos in the other direction. Right. You know what I mean? So therefore it's, you know what I mean?
With the
Dvar
Mitzvah,
like
he doesn't have to. He's saying that he doesn't have to own it.
Yeah, he's saying there. Since it's Dvar Mitzvah, the guy's going to mock me, and therefore you don't need to do this Chia. Right. I mean, this is a funny thing. This is the most funny thing. This whole thing is what's this idea of going to mock me? It's like, but you're saying the whole point is you don't need to do a Kenyan. So what do you mean he's going to mock me? Going to mock me normally means is like how do I know the person is has Das of Kenyan? So you say no by so and so and so. Since it's a Mitzvah, the guy does have Das Kenyan. But that's saying if you have like a Maisa Kenyan, you just don't know if the guy has Das, his Gemara's Das, so you say, no, he has Gemara's Das because of something. You deduce the Gemara's Das. But that's giving the Kenyan a Das. But without the Maisa Kenyan, how could a Gemara's Das replace Kenyan? You just need a Kenyan, where's your Kenyan? Right? So we have Rav and Shmuel, and I think we should take them separately because they're both. Yeah. They seem like they're independent. I mean, it would be nice afterwards we get a machlokas, but I mean, I think it's too complicated. Too many things going on here. So let's start with. I don't know, who should we start with? How about we'll start with Rav? I think I want to start with Rav. Yeah, let's start with Rav. So what does he say? He says. He says, "By Tchumen, by Erchatzeros." This is Rashi also said. But just since the guy's Asar and you're mattering for him, so he's going to mock me. But by Tchumen, where it's not necessarily Asar, so then you really need him to tell you to say to be you have to be mzaka for him, right? You have to be mzaka for him. So what's the sense of this? Yeah, the problem according to Rav is that. What's the difference between Erev Chatzeros and Erev Tchumen? Because once I know, the only difference is that by Erev Chatzeros you could assume that the guy wants it, and by Erev Tchumen he has to tell you that he wants it. But now, bottom line is I know that he wants it. Whether I know because I assume it, or I know because he tells me. But either way, now I know he wants it. So now, do I need a Maisa Kenyan to make it work, or do I not need a Maisa Kenyan to make it work? Who cares? Why is it just because I know that he wants it because of course he wants it. Now I don't need a Maisa Kenyan. Now you just say, Gamar Machni. But if the way I know that he wants it is because he tells me, then I need a Kenyan. I mean, do I need a Kenyan or do I need a Kenyan? It should be simple as that. Right? That's true. Same as Shalabafanov. Means I have a right to be Kona money on your behalf, for instance, because I know it's a schuss for you. What do you care if I give you money? So I can make a Maisa Kenyan. I Kona this on behalf of Sammy. Fine. But I have to actually do my second. I can't look at something and say that's kind of to Sammy. I can't think it, I can't say it, I have to do my zakenyan, right? It doesn't, the idea is that normally to be kona and kenyan, you need the guy's das. But zachon l'shul l'fanav is, since it's a zechus to the guy, so therefore you don't need to know his das, you could infer his das. And therefore you could do kenyan without his das, because it's an inferred das. But you still need a ma'aseh kenyan. So here the question is, do you have to be mezaken the erev? It means, do you need a ma'aseh kenyan or not? So it's saying, well, of course it's good for him. Okay, so it's good for him. That wasn't the problem. The problem is, do you need a ma'aseh kenyan or not? Right? It's an approach, methodologically. It sounds like his baseline is that you need to be mezaken. The only thing is that by erev truma, erev chatzero, since we know that the guy wants it, so therefore you have this mechanism of gomer makni. That since you know for sure, therefore gomer makni. I mean, it seems to me that that's the hardest part here, and that it gets the ball rolling. You have to give a swear for that. Now, once you say that, then the question is, oh, so then why don't you say Gamor Machni Bayev Truman once you know that the guy wants it? But it seems like you're not ready for that. I mean, first we have, that's kind of like giving this swear of Gamor Machni Bayev Chatzir, why don't you say Bayev Truman? You know what I mean? But we can't answer that until we first, you know, Bayev Chatzir, you could kind of say, whatever, he needs it because he needs it. He needs, that's what he holds, the way it works is you need a Kenyan. Well, I mean, you kind of wonder why that is necessary, but it sounds like intrinsically he does need it. It is Erech Hatzeros is a new Chedesh, and then the question is, why doesn't Truman have that same Chedesh? It seems the way to the access point here is to get it, get what's his whole idea in the first place of this Gemara Makni. Right? What's Rav's point here? You see is from the way Tosas sets it up, Shmuel also, in theory, holds by his Gemara Makni type of thing, because he's doing it because it's a mitzvah, or, you know, I mean, it seems to be just like a principle in the sugya. It's not like that's Mahalik's Rav Shmuel, where there's such a thing called Gomer Makni, you know? But that's like, I think, our blind spot here. Is the thing just doesn't make, it sounds nonsensical to us. So I just don't think we're going to be able to get any inroad into the sugya until we kind of can explain that. Seems that way to me. This is a good point methodologically. Is that should we be looking for something which unifies the two, or should we just take them one at a time? So I say is that sometimes when you're dealing in Hasvara, the question is that these things don't seem unified. These things intrinsically, each one could have made sense. The problem is well, how do you unify them? So then I say your Svara is you can't take one at a time. That's not the whole idea. Is you want to unify them. So then you got to be looking for a unification. But here, it's not really a problem of unification. The problem is that we have a more primary problem that thinks this Gomer Makni thing doesn't make any sense in its own right. And that happens to be by Erev Chatzeros, for starters. So we're not ready to unify. We have a bigger problem. You know, unification is like a different type of a problem. It's like once you understand things, then you have to kind of try to put them into one larger framework. You know, each subcase you understand in its own right, and you just have to kind of realize the greater generality which they could be subsumed under. But here, we simply don't understand the very basic thing in the case of Erev Chatzeros. So we're not ready for trying to, you know. I mean, it will be a test of your svara, I guess. If you have a good svara, hopefully you'll be able to then carry it over to Erev Truman. But I think it's too much to try to work, you know. Like, I would not say a svara, because how's it going to work for Erev Truman? I mean, that's another problem. Okay, so I'm thinking similar to what Matt's saying here. that you have to say, I mean, the first step is you have to say, and it's similar to, based on something I said yesterday, that the halacha of Kenyan is not an intrinsic demand. There's no intrinsic halacha that for Erev, I must own part of the Erev. I must own financially, monetarily, choshe mishpat, I must own part of the Erev. Because if that was the halacha, then this can never work. Gomer Makni, you just can't say that there's a Kenyan. I mean, if you know about anything about Chosh Mishpat, you know, at least I think you know, that without a Maisa Kenyan, there's no Kenyan. You can't have a Gomer Makni through assumed Das. Or, I mean, there's no Kenyan, you need a Kenyan. Right? Transfer of ownership takes place through Kenyanim. And I can't just say, because I know the guy wants it, therefore it's a Kenyan. It's not, I mean, in the legal monetary sense, you need actions to effectuate transfer of ownership. Okay, so you have to say that Gomer Makni can't mean that he has a Choshen Mishpat Kenyan on the thing. Okay? But, so then, so it must be there's an idea of a Kenyan in the framework of Isser V'Hater. The Isser of Truman, or the Isser of Chatzeros. which means that I, so to speak, I must be a dweller in his house. Okay, or I must have a portion. I must have a stake in his house. Okay, in order to be for the Erev Torah. Or I must be a dweller over there. You know, and this I must have a portion of this Erev. Okay, in order to be in order the Erev Tum, in order for that to be my Kinyan, my Makam Dira. But it doesn't mean this is not a matter of ownership. This isn't the halachos of a Kinyanim per se. This is like an Isser. That an Isser. So in order for me to be able to carry in the Rishas, so I must have a certain type of a relationship. It must be that we're all living together, so to speak. Like we're Dayarim together. You know, and I'm a Dar in his house, and you know. So in a certain sense that I'm Kona Shvisa in his house. It means that I'm acquiring a dwelling, and you know, that's where I'm setting, that's where I'm a dweller. But it's not essentially an idea of Kinyan. Like there's an idea like that you could say, like you relate to the thing as a Baal. Even if there's not technically a Kinyan, but there's the relationship of Kinyan, or the relationship that I am relating to it as an owner. Okay, in other words, he's so to speak placing the Erev on my behalf. Like what's happening? So he's placing the Erev on my behalf. In other words, the Erev is basically it's an Erev for us all. Okay, so it's all of our food, our joint food. We're all in this food together. So the question is, well, how do you make it my food? How does it become my food, right? It has to be the joint food. Joint food in the chatzer and the chatzer, so the joint, that's our joint food in the Erev Chumen. But by virtue of what does it become my food? It's your food. Technically, you own it. So by virtue of what does it become mine, right? So definitely, if you do a Maisa Kenyan, then of course it will be a joint food, right? But it's saying is that you don't necessarily need a Maisa Kenyan. Okay, because it means it's yours in the framework of Isser. It means it's like functionally it's yours. You relate to it as yours. So how do you establish that? So what it's saying is like this, is that my Erev Chatzeros, since basically, since everyone in the Chatzer is an Isser of carrying, since everyone is of carrying, so it's like almost like the takana of the Erev and the Isser of carrying without an Erev renders everyone in the Chatzer as so to speak as omed for placing an Erev. Okay, because they're like awaiting Erev. They're like they need it and they're in a state where they want it and they're omed to get it, so this way they'll be able to carry. So therefore when this means they have like a Gemara's Das, it's like they're in need of it. And they want it, and they're ready for it. So therefore, when the guy does a maisa of placing an Erev on their behalf, so therefore it becomes their Erev. It's like the fact that they are omed to have an Erev allows his hanacha to become a reality and to render it all of their Erevs. So when he places it, they have a Gemara's Das. They're way awaiting to be able to become dwellers in this Rishas. And it's like a waiting to be realized. And therefore, when he does the Maisa Hanachas Erev on their behalf, so they become Dayarim, they become, they get a stake in this food, in this Erev. But when it comes to Erev Tchumen, so an Erev Tchumen is an optional thing. A guy could or could not become a dweller, a Dayar, a dweller in this place. There's nothing to say that he will or won't be. Because some people will, some people won't. It's an optional thing. So now you want to establish this as his Erev, so you have to do something to render it his Erev. You need like a Maisa to concretize that he is that this is his Erev. Okay, simply like saying it, just words alone can't make it his Erev. Okay, rather you need a Kenyan to make it his Erev. See, by Chatzeros, the reason why words alone could do it is because it's like it's omed to be an Erev on behalf of everybody. So therefore the words, the Hanacha, so to speak, actualizes the relationship which is, so to speak, awaiting to be realized, for them to be Bailam, you know, for them to be Kona, to gain a portion in the Erev. But Erev Tchumen, so to speak, has to be initiated actively. It's not a waiting realization, it just has to be like ushered in. But you need to actively create the thing. To actively create it and to make it his heir. Look, I'm placing it. How does it become his heir? So he has to give to do an action which concretizes him as being a Baal of the Erev. So that's the Chia. That's the Chia. So this is Rav, right? This is Rav. So Shmuel, though, is learning now. He says, he doesn't buy this. He says, look, in Eruv Hatzeros, you need to, in order to get a Kenyan in another guy's house, so you need to make a Mizaka. Because it's this guy's house, so it's his house. So now, in order for me to become mine, to be kinyan, for me to have a kinyan, I need to have a ma'aseh kinyan. You need a ma'aseh kinyan. But by Truman, he says, since it's not in anybody else's house, Rishas, so therefore you don't need it. Right? Therefore you don't need it. So what's that idea? So maybe we'll think about these. So this is one answer. His first answer is that by Truman, the reason why you need it is because you need a kinyan according to Shmuel is because you're a mezaken in another guy's chotzer or another guy's house. But by the tchum, you don't need it. You simply don't need a kinyan. Right? Because you're not trying to be mezaken in another guy's rishos. His second answer is, no. By tchum, you do need it. But since it's mitzvah, so therefore, you know, it's nichalei, it's gomer makne, because it's bar mitzvah. And his third answer is, tchum, since he says that he wants it, therefore, his, you know, because it only works if he says it. So that counts as Gomer Makni. That's sufficient. But you don't have anything like that because he doesn't say it. It's just that he's doing it automatically. Right? So there's three answers, right? So we have to explain each of those, I guess.
First one is the one we're just working on, right?
The second one? That really, by also you would need it. The only thing is that since you can only place an Eretchum and a Makom Mitzvah, so therefore he's Gomer Makni. In order to accomplish the mitzvah, he's Gomer Makni. Right?
Really, you would need it
by Erev Chatzum in the same way as you need it by Erev Chatzeros. But the thing is that he's Gomer Makni because it's for mitzvah, so therefore you assume the guy wants the mitzvah. Right, you follow me? So we guess we want to explain each of these positions, right? Should the Shmuel presumes be a little different depending on which of these answers you say? Seems that way. I mean, it seems the first one is fundamentally different from the second two. You know, the second two are a little more, you know, because the first one's saying is you really don't even need it altogether. Second ones are saying is you do need it, but it's like Omer Machni because of mitzvah, or since he says it, that kind of counts. That's like Zechia. You know, the first answer is saying you don't really need Zechia altogether. You know? So that's that, and then I think what we should do is the Gemara then asks, it gets into, okay, now what about Erev Toshilin? Right, so far we're talking about Erev Chatzeros and Erev Tchumen. Right? And when I say Erev Chatzeros, I'm including Shittuf and Mavos together, you know? But then the Gemara asks, okay, so what about Erev Toshilin? Gemara says, that no one argues with. I mean, he had Imbaya, though, he wasn't sure. Even though the Gemara's Paskins, he definitely, Paskin needed by both. That's what Erev Nachum Paskin, he needed by Erev Chatzeros and Erev Tchumen. In the Rav and Shmuel, he passes like the Chumra of each Shita. But then he asks a question, what about Erev Tavshilin? Okay, so I guess we could try to think about these things till next week, I guess. The Hanukkah. Yeah. I may do something on Hanukkah, and I started last night with Rabbi Weiss. I started doing Hanukkah Osmitzvah, Lakha Osmitzvah, but, you know, we'll see if I come up with anything.